Sportsnet 650.
Right now, we have head coach Travis Green taken to the podium. Will Brock Besser play tonight? Find out right now.
Give us an update on Brock and whether he's playing tonight.
Well, he skated yesterday, skated this morning, so we'll, it's a good chance that he'll be in tonight.
I saw Alex Sedler had joined the group as well.
Here. Yeah, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
He's getting closer. He's probably at least a week away still, maybe 10 days, but he's on track for sure.
Will he go on a trip with you next week?
I think he is.
What about Skecher? Anything there? Or is he...
Hasn't started skating. I think he's, I don't know the time frame, but I think it's only been 10 days or something. So he's still got 3 more weeks, 2.5.
Charles, when you looked at Derek Dorsett coming in, what made you think that he'll be able to fill the role that he's filled for you?
Well, I don't think I had a set role. I knew he could kill penalties. I knew he was an energy player, smart player. I think he's defined, give him credit, he's defined the role. I think the fact that he had the injury gave us a good reason to play him a lot in preseason, for a couple reasons, to see where he was at and also to make sure that he was confident in his body. And he played well right from the drop of the puck.
It is a feel-good story from the outside of how he's been able to come back from an injury that, you know, could have been occurring, right?
Yeah, it's a great story. We had questions. I'm sure he had questions where he was going to be. And, you know, he's a very competitive hockey player. And, I think people have looked at him a little bit off of what he is in the past. He's... You know, when you can kill penalties in this league, you've got a pretty good hockey mind to do that. And, he's a quick skater, smart, he's tenacious, and, he's hard to play against.
The game in Minnesota at the end of the trip, scoreless deep into the third. The other night, you're down a goal into the third period, and you got goals to get something out of both
yeah.
of those games. What can that do for this group early on, you know, as the season unfolds, just sort of as a reference point maybe?
Well, I think it gives them confidence in their game. We've talked about, we want to be a team that is a 60-minute team that pushes the pace for 60 minutes and gets more scoring chances as the game goes on. And, you have to be competitive to do that. And you want to get results. Any team that's trying to play a certain style, you still want to get results. And being resilient is... It's part of the game, and both those games we showed that.
Even though Besser's a rookie, and you had that tough game with Dallas, Gagne has a sick shot and scores on that line. But mm-hmm. did you notice Besser's absence in a game like that, and what he could have brought? Did he make a difference?
Yeah, it was an exciting game. Brock's played well. I could we have used him? Yeah, sure. He's had a good start to the year. But I'm not a guy that dwells on guys that are out of the lineup. You want to be healthy, but next man up gets an opportunity and hopefully grabs the ball and runs with it. And Gagne had a good game. I thought our team had a good game. And Brock comes back in. If he does tonight, hopefully he's on the mark and ready to go as well.
There's a lot of veterans in Utica. Do you have a plan for a game in terms of getting him in?
Nope.
But he's here.
Well, that's a lot like the question I got asked last week about Wierkosz. If we'll just stay by day and assess our game, assess our personnel, and this is not a game of or a league of let's get a little look-see at guys just because. He's here for a reason right now, but doesn't mean that I need to get a look at him. It'll depend on how we play, how he looks in practice. It's a combination of things. But I don't, as far as do I need to get a look at a player, I don't think I would say that about anyone.
In your view, where is Brock in his development? What makes him a special player?
He's a young player, for starters. He hasn't played a lot in the league. He's got a lot of upside. He likes to shoot the puck. I think what's impressed me with him is his attention to the areas of the game that maybe don't come naturally to him. And that's always hard for young players to grasp sometimes. They're, especially guys that are natural goal scorers, they want to score. And sometimes they want to take shortcuts to score. And that process is hard to break out of players. And so far, I think he's understood the importance of details away from the puck. And those are the things that keep you on the ice when you're not scoring.
You played against the Devils many times, yeah. Many years. When do they look different to you now? What would you say about this group of Devils as you scouted them?
They are not the Devils of old. That they play a very fast game. They're competitive. They're structured. They are a very good hockey team that is hard to play against. And if you're not ready to play that way, it's going to be a long night.
Markstrom.
Yeah, you had
a
great night. What do you
mean
of Pouliot's playing that pairing?
Well, that's been a good pairing. I think both players have played well. And Derek's quietly gone about his business. I feel like I see some confidence creeping into his game. I like when I see him getting up the ice. And, he's got good vision, sees the ice well, has an offensive mind, and he's finding his way still, though.
What you like his progress?
I do, yeah. I do a lot.
Sportsnet 650.